بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Faith through action. Sunday, the 5th of Ramadan, 1394, the 22nd of September, 1974. Now, Imam Zainul Abidin wants to defend the following thesis, that humbling oneself before Allah, weeping to Allah, worshipping and supplicating to Allah is to polish the soul, to make oneself more determined, to make oneself more reliant on Allah, and not to slacken. He wants to defend this thesis, but this Shia layperson also has an erroneous understanding that he wants to correct. What would you say? Look at the Imam's words. Let us not speak of my father, my mother, and my grandfather. Paradise is for the obedient. This is the thesis of Shia Islam with regard to faith and actions. Why am I placing so much emphasis on this issue? Because for many years, centuries even, the idea has been put into the minds of Muslims that it is not necessary to do anything in order to be a Muslim. They have been told that all you need to be a believer is a pure heart. You don't need to do anything else. And we have helped our enemies foster this idea in our minds through our own indolence and laziness.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
We think that we are going to paradise and it will be given to us for the slightest thing. This false notion has been so successful in spreading because people are ignorant and they want to believe this is true. They had no other motive in spreading this idea, save that they were ignorant. In fact, it was only a short time after the Prophet that this idea came into existence and began to spread. In the early centuries of Islam, one day people saw that Muawiyah was advising his followers that when he died, there were two packages that they should bring and bury with him in his grave. They asked, "What are these things?" He tells them that one of the packages contains a piece of the Prophet's clothes. As for the other, well, one day the Prophet was trimming his hair or nails, and some clippings fell on the ground, which Muawiyah said to his followers, "Put these in my grave so that Allah forgives me." Do you see, even Muawiyah hoped for the Prophet's intercession and tried to obtain it. But how did he do this? By taking some hair or nail clippings from the Prophet. Bravo! He was willing to strive to the extent that it was easy, to the extent that it was no cost to him. He will listen to the Qur'an, he will respect the Qur'an, but only to the extent that it is useful for him.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me.